This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People gathered outside Grace and St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Colorado Springs Thursday in a vigil against gun violence. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
That's the sound of a rifle barrel being reforged into a gardening tool. It was part of a demonstration put on by Colorado Springs company Raw Tools, which promotes nonviolence. Marilyn Kahn described the action as symbolic and meaningful.
To watch this gentleman take something that kills people and make something that will feed people. Oh my gosh.
Kahn volunteers with the gun control nonprofit Moms Demand Action, and they're calling for action now after an 18-year-old gunman killed 21 people at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde on Tuesday. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A panel of scientists this week told Colorado regulators to prepare the energy grid for more heat waves, wildfires, and floods, CPR's Miguel Otalora reports.
In recent years, wildfires, drought, and freezing temperatures have knocked down power across the country. State and federal experts told the Colorado Public Utilities Commission to expect more of the same as climate change makes Colorado warmer and drier. The commissioners mainly wanted to know about better ways to predict and model for those disasters, such as the potential for strong winds to bring down power lines. The experts offered a few answers, but said energy generation is poised to face increasing obstacles from extreme weather. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A new show at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts celebrates the life of Ruth Brown. Her name is not well known, but she made a lot of memorable music in the 1940s and 50s.
You hear music and it's like, oh, I didn't know that was her. Or something else, mama, you know, he treats your daughter mean. It's like, wait a minute, oh, that was Ruth Brown?
Her story is coming to the stage in Denver, and the story of this new production is in just a few minutes, a little later in this hour. A mostly sunny day across Colorado. This is CPR News.